thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. Happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.
Welcome to the RunnerX podcast, where we talk about all things running. As many runners know, it's 90% mental. So join Coach Valerie and Coach Caroline as we go through the mental side of running.
Welcome back to the RunnerX podcast. I'm your host, Coach Caroline, and I'm here with Coach Valerie. Coach, this is a rough one. The question I had for you, I'm going to give you the question, then I'm going to kind of give the audience a little background. How long are you willing to stay in pain? And the reason why we ask it like that, guys, is we have people that come to us in the membership and say, I've been struggling with this hip pain or this foot pain or the shoulder pain or whatever it is. For years.
Years.
And we kind of want to ask why. Why are you struggling with it for so long? So can you explain as a coach, first off, why do you think some people do that? And then how are you able to get them past it? Because we haven't had anybody that I've seen come in like that and not say, I've been struggling this for years and now I don't have that pain anymore. So can you kind of talk to that without sounding like snake oil says so?
I have to laugh. Like, this just happened. So I started playing pickleball about a year ago. I think I started playing, and guys, I'm terrible, like terrible. I've gotten a lot better, but in the beginning I was really bad. And everyone I meet to play is older than me, whether 5, 10 years, and I'm 54. So these are women and men 55 to 78. And every single one of them likes to tell me their shoulder hurts, their knee hurts, something hurts. And I always have my shirt on. It says Run RX, run pain free.
Yeah.
So I'm always like, I'm not a doctor, but I have a lot of good tips. Well, anyway, this woman said, I have to ask you a question. I said, sure. And she said, your shirt, is that really a thing? And I go, well, what do you mean? And she goes, run pain free. Like, what does that even mean? I go, well, it means you, when you run, it shouldn't hurt. You should be able to run pain free. And she's like, I'm sorry, I'm calling malarkey. I don't believe that. She's like, I have never been able to run pain free. So I said, well, if you're willing to give me a shot, I'm willing to, you know, help you get there. Well, anyway, she was making a classic mistake, guys, that most people make when they run. And it's a very simple correction to give. It's not an easy correction to hold. How's that? And
right.
What's interesting is, however, she's a month in, and she sent me a text this morning, and she's like, I just can't believe it. It really is true. I'm like, yeah. And so I'm laughing because I'm saying that because here I've been teaching this, 30 years. I've been a trainer for 35 years. And I always tell people, I promise that I wouldn't still be doing it if we weren't still seeing so many good results. I just think people really think it's okay to hurt with running. Like, for some reason, that, like, my knees hurt, my shins hurt, my calves hurt, and other people hurt too. So I feel like people go, oh, I guess it's just a thing, you know?
Yeah. Guess and it's just part of running.
You're like, no, it's not. No, it's not. Really, it's not. And this is important because I was in pain when I started running, and I was already, in a sense, fit, right? I had been teaching group fitness classes for years. I was a strength coach. I was personal trainer. I was in the workout room all the time. And then I go to run outside, you know, 3 or 4 miles. And I'm like, oh my gosh, my shins. I had never felt that burning sensation before in my shins. And when I went to talk to other runners, they're like, oh yeah, we get those too. So then you're like, oh, okay, cool.
Right.
And so, I mean, just recently we had someone he's in his 70s. Yeah, he was in his, well, he's still alive. He's in his 70s. And he came in and he had this, he had knee and Achilles pain. And the doctor kind of said, well, you know, you're in your 70s. So, I mean, you know, like, what can you expect?
Right.
And good for him for thinking past that. Like, that's not good enough of an answer for me. Now, don't get me wrong, guys. And I'm in my mid-50s. I'm telling you, you have to take care of yourself. There are aches and pains about getting older. It's just life. But in general, you don't need to be hurting. So what's amazing is when he came in, he started doing the exercises and he was willing right away to look goofy and do the skill drills. And he even said it. I mean, all of a sudden he's running and he said he kept waiting to hurt, you know, and he'd been in pain for what, 2-3 years, same thing, like years. And people kept telling him, just quit running. You're not meant to run. Right. That's what we always hear. And you and I are both like, no. It's just your movement needs to be improved. So I wonder why, not I wonder why, but maybe that's why people come to us after so long, is because they're like, they feel like they've tried everything, like other things. They've tried the new shoes and they've tried the tape or the bands or whatnot.
Yeah.
I had a lady tell me this, anyway, very recently, a couple of days ago, her knees hurt. So just so you guys know, in general, when your knees hurt, if anybody's out there and they have knee pain, usually it means that you are extending the knee joint. You're locking the knee somewhere. Either it's pushing off the back, it's reaching with the front, and you may also be standing with your knees locked. And it just happens. We see it all the time. So I had another woman with the knee thing. And so I told her, well, her doctor told her he could sell her a set of braces for $800 that'll keep her knees bent. So I said to her, but you could just keep them bent by yourself for free or pay me the, you know, to be your accountability coach. And isn't that funny? Like,
yeah,
he knows that's the same thing. Cause I said, you need it. I said, she also wants to get a shot. I'm like, please don't get the shot. There's nothing wrong with you. It's just that when you lock your knees, it's putting so much stress on them. And then it puts stress on your quad and your hip and your back. So many of us are getting these side pains, guys, from something that can be corrected, and you can correct it yourself. So, or you can, you know,
right.
Stay in pain. I don't know why you would want to, but this is like, we're always like, I promise you, we wouldn't keep saying run pain free if that wasn't the goal, right?
Right. Absolutely. So the point is, when we talk about this, getting this pain through, it's not magic. It's really about movement, right?
Right.
And we talk about this a lot, how correct movement corrects movement. So think about that, guys. If you move correctly, it corrects how you move.
Correct. And you can practice correct movement. And the best part is, you can practice correct movement, especially the movement of running, without running. You can practice running in place. And I think we don't get that. It doesn't really make sense until you start doing it. And then you can do strength exercises and balance exercises and elasticity exercises. And all of those exercises, not only are you going to run pain-free, you're probably walk pain-free, you'll be able to sit in a car for an hour. You know, like all these things that like start to come in. And we blame it on the running, but it could be, you know, other things as well. So the fun part is, you don't have to hold on to this pain. It really isn't part of running or aging. And there's ways to get out of it. And the ways to get out of it, by the way, will just benefit you for just overall movement. So.
Absolutely. So guys, if you are interested in learning more about RunnerX, hopefully this isn't your first podcast and you've subscribed to us already. But if it is your first podcast, you can find us on YouTube. You can find us at RunnerX.fit to find out how to work with us. We are on X. We are on Facebook and Instagram. We may one day be on TikTok. We haven't decided yet. And if you are kind of staying with us quite a bit, we will be starting an app pretty soon here. And if you're part of our mailing list, you will get word of that. So keep an eye out for our new app. The app will allow you to really kind of go deep with, be kind of focused on just your running training, on just your skill, strength, and self-care. And you're not going to get distracted with the other stuff of YouTube and the other stuff of Facebook or Instagram and all that other stuff that happens. I'll even like check out one of our videos on X, and the next thing I know, it goes past and I'm listening to something about politics. And I'm like, that's not why I came on to here. I wanted to see what she had just posted about her running. So I want you guys to understand that that's why we're creating this. It's to kind of help you focus. It's going to be mostly free. You'll also have opportunities to work with us, but that's not the requirement of the app. It's really to help you learn to run pain-free. And guys, if you're not already subscribed, please subscribe. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Subscribe to our, be a follower on Instagram and all our social stuff. It helps other people find us. And we hope that you will start running pain-free. Thanks, guys.
Thank you for joining us on the RunRx podcast. If you'd like to know more, join us at www.runnerx.fit. And if you have additional questions that you'd like answered on the podcast, email us at support@runnerx.fit.